Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Rail back with another review, man. It is not the king of broken promises, the lord of broken promises. It is not him, huh? Not this time. I promised you a lot of content before Christmas as my personal gift to y'all. So, goddammit, a lot of content is what you're about to get. Because I love Christmas and I'm in the giving spirit. So the first thing I'm going to give you is Leave the World Behind. Oh, yeah, I watched it. Yeah, I got my thoughts on it. Those of you who have seen it, heard a lot of chatter about it. A lot of people either fucking loved it, then hated it because of the ending, or hated it all entirely because they were like, what? What's happening? What? Huh? No, thank you. But yes. Here's the review, and I'm giving it to you. So, salute to all those listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, Discord gang them, and of course you, the viewer watching here on YouTube. What's popping, y'all? First thing I want to get into. Salute to the cast, okay? They done brought my boy Ethan Hawke out here, huh? Mr. Training Day himself. I ain't seen him in a minute. Welcome back, Ethan. You've probably been doing a lot of work, and I just don't know. I ain't been watching your shit. You've been low in my eyes. But I like to see Ethan Hawke. Kevin Bacon, Mr. Hollow Man. Seen it a billion times. Kevin Bacon, I knew before, like, he's been, like, playing this particular role of his, like a selfish asshole killer, maybe not to be trusted dude, in a lot of films. So I kind of, before I even knew what he was going to be, in this movie, I knew he was going to be a Kevin Bacon. And I salute him for it. Love Kevin Bacon. Mahershala Ali, huh? Huh? Missed him in Luke Cage. Thought he was a terrific villain. Y'all sleep. Yes, Luke was a corny individual. But what was his name? Cottonmouth? Mahershala's Cottonmouth? Now, of course, he's got, you know, all type of real-ass films he was in. But I wouldn't be real if I didn't point out his excellent role in Luke Cage, also on Netflix. And I practiced his name today because usually I call my boy Marshmallow Ali, but not today. Huh, Mahershala. I practiced it. I did it. Salute to me. Y'all got to clap it up for that one. Now, my girl Julia Roberts. Funny thing about Julia, I had this like theater arts teacher up in like college who fucking hated Julia Roberts, like, bashed her acting, said she couldn't hold a candle to no, like, she would go in on just randomly, which leads me to believe, hey, Julia, you may or may not have slept with one of her boyfriends or took her man at some point. I don't know. She's got real beef with you. I have no, like the first day, like, orientation, she went in on Julia Roberts. It was unfounded. I don't know. I personally like Julia Roberts. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this lady? So, yeah. But she was in it. Huh? So, there was a lot of things I liked about the movie. Huh? I'm going to give it to you right away. I gave this movie like a 9 out of 10. I thought it was like creative, suspenseful. I was into it the whole time. Didn't want, I was in their question. I was like, what the fuck could it be? Which is always the makings of a good movie. What the fuck is going on? No, it's got to be this. When you start coming up with your own theories in your head, and then it keeps spinning you, and you're like, nah, I can't be that. That means you're invested. The movie has done its job, and it's got you hooked, and you got to watch to the end, because you don't know what the fuck you're watching. Lots of bad things are happening, but you into it. Okay? But we're not going to start with love. Oh, no, not with this film. I'm coming to kick this thing open with pure hatred in typical real fashion. Let me tell you what I hated. First thing I hated, motherfucking Ethan Hawke. Oh, when he fucking... Okay, look. Ethan pissed me off this movie for like several instances. A, huh? when he went out to get answers on the road, saw that poor Latina lady on the side of the road. You ain't got to speak her language to understand, bro. I need help. Shit is real. Look at me. You out here in the road in the safety of a vehicle. I'm outside. Confused. Shit's happening. I'm on the side of an empty, deserted road. He stops the car. It's one thing, my G, to drive past her like, nope, don't see you. I'd be like, oh, that's kind of fucked up. But I'd kind of understand. What I don't understand is you sitting there in your car watching this lady freak out, banging the window, clearly asking for your help. That's like, help is a universal language. Let me show you what universal language is. I didn't even say no words, but you knew what I needed. It's nothing to be interpreted, motherfucker. Help me. You know what I'm saying? I did not like how he stood there, watched her plead for her life. He just like, no, I can't. I no. That fear? My nigga, what are you scared of? What? You couldn't overpower this lady? Is she some demonic force? What was going through Ethan's head when he sat there? I'm like, bro, get her in the car. Figure it out when you get back. You can control this situation. It was a very controllable situation. Then he drives a little further to see some weird ass tornado of papers, like fucking leaflets with propaganda, I guess. I don't know. Swirling about. That looked a little ominous. Maybe I double back and get shorty like, you know what? Okay, that road down there, yeah, it looks pretty fucked up. Let me pull over and get her. I'm a double back. I feel bad. No! Hated that. Hated that for Ethan. Come on, man. And then what else did I hate about him? His willingness to like, he like, you know, I didn't like that he wanted to be super, let's not be those people. Like, okay, well, let me try to explain this. Like, Ethan gave that energy of, I'm going to go out my way to not seem racist to where I'm going to do some questionably sketchy shit in proving to these people, these random black folks, and to myself that I'm not racist. I might just put my family in danger to prove to the world that I'm really not a racist guy. I hated it. Julia, I know a lot of y'all probably got mad at Julia. She was like, these could be kind of, how you notice this house? Why are we letting him in? We gonna let him in the basement? Ethan's fucking sure, come on in. Take the basement of your home. We'll figure this all out in the morning. Please, strangers, walk inside. Come on in here, get comfortable with me and my kids around. I said, fuck no. Like, but I already know, y'all jumping out the window right now, y'all saw Julia and your natural, you know, just spirit, especially if you was black, your natural spirit was just be like, oh, fuck Julia. Just what? Because they black, they can't have this big ass house? Huh? I don't give a fuck. I stand with Julia in that moment. I truly do. I have children here. Strange man, strange woman. Don't know you. Claiming it's your house. We can't prove that this is your spot. She was asking reasonable questions. Hey, where the fuck are the pictures that have been here? I don't see shit. Sure, he had a key to the little fucking liquor thing. What the fuck does that prove? And let's say it is their house. Huh? Let's all be under the guise. Okay, let's all just be rational and go, fuck it, this is their home. How do I know these are good people that own this home? How can I close my eyes at night not knowing if there's like a little creepy little, like, it's a rich ass house. What do rich people have? Creepy, nasty shit. Like little sneak away doors, huh? Little speakeasies. How do they know that these motherfuckers can't just travel from room to room in like some weird ass door, corridor system? To get in there while you fucking sleep. You think the door is locked, think you're safe? Hell no. Here come creepy rich people shit. Now we tagged up, gagged, looking crazy. These are realistic fears. Let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck. Fucking brown, black, white, Asian, Hispanic. Fucking, I don't give a fuck. If I'm in the crib with my children, if it's an Airbnb, you pull up talking about, hey, this is my house. I don't give a fuck what you ain't coming in here. And we could catch that fade. You're not, and Ethan's willingness to be like, babe, don't be that white woman. Don't be a Karen right now. Fucking let these random ass people in. Let them come in the basement. It's got to be their home. Like, let's just fucking see what the fuck happens. Come on in. Let's just do it. Hated that shit. And then to look at her like she lost her fucking mind. Like, I truly was against his openness. And it just seemed like so force-fed, like, I'm not that white guy. Huh? Please, come in. Be next to my children. Here, let's do this. Scrabble anyone? Like, what the fuck is you talking about? I stand with Julia in that regards. I don't know what to tell you. So Ethan pissed me off with just willingness to put his fucking kids in danger. I'm not gonna lie to you. Hated everything about his fucking complacency. It was fucking disgusting. Not as the dad, my nigga. Not as the dad. Head of household protector. You supposed to be on the front line. You ain't supposed to just let shit in. Like, are you fucking, you've lost your mind, Ethan. You've lost your mind. The fuck? Speaking of Ethan, let me tell you who else I fucking hated in this movie. Young Ruth. Huh? Yo. Let me tell you who else I hated. Young Ruth. Huh? Hated Ruth. Sure did. Sure the fuck did. Let me tell you the reasons why I hate Ruth. A, there's only one Ruth I recognize, and that's Ruth from Ozark. Okay? RIP. Only Ruth I recognize is the one from Ozark. This one? No, thank you. No. While I do love seeing young black wealthy women being represented, what I don't stand for and never will, never ever will, is fucking entitlement. Her little snooty, stuck up ass. Huh? Walking around, throwing around these racial slurs like she's not understanding the fact that, nigga, there's no electricity. I can't prove that this is your shit. And yes, you are lucky that I let you in your own home, as crazy as that sentence sounds. Yes, you are lucky. But giving everybody shit, huh? Walking around provocatively in front of the young boy, knowing he was getting his photos off. She did it for the gram. She sure did. She sure did. Let's not pretend. But what I hated more about Ruth, what I really hated about Ruth, was her fucking slanderous fucking, when she was in bed with her pops, when she was laying there giving a breakdown of the people, like, yeah, the son's a creep, which I agree with, son was a creep, but he was a teenage boy. But that creepy still. Creepy as creep does, so I'm with her. When she goes to tell him, and the dad wants to fuck me, I said, ma'am. Now, I know I just went on a little tirade about how I hated Clay, young Mr. Ethan Hawke. But I'll be goddamned if I let you put those allegations on him. When this nigga was outside working his demons out, he just left the little old Latina lady on the side of the road. He's a little fucked up, as he should be. Poolside, trying to put together what the fuck is happening. He's trying to wrap his mind around, am I a piece of shit? Am I not? If this is Judgment Day, what's God gonna say once I get up there? God knows what's running through this man's head. Here you come, bringing the drugs, huh? Bringing the good time, your good time, Terry. You got your reefers, huh? You got your little vape juice, your little reefer juice. Let your kids be over there smoking some weird ass liquid marijuana. Like, what the fuck is that even? Stop that shit. Grow, get you some flour. Cut that bullshit out. That can't be good for you. I don't know what the fuck's in it. Half that shit's probably, it'd be a bunch of letters and vowels that shouldn't even be, like, connected. You can't pronounce that shit. And you smoking it. Come on. First off, so he minded his business. Here you come. Right? And what, can we all remember what was, like, the first question she asked this man? Like, oh, you fucking your students? Huh? You the type to fuck your students? Excuse me? So you accuse this man of trying to fuck you when you entered the sex conversation, into the conversation. This man's going through shit. Here you go talking about you, so you smash students? Which would only mean what? Like, why are you interested in that if I am smashing said students? Is it because students might be of your age and you trying to fuck? Is that why you're questioning me on this? And then he played it like a gentleman. He damn near choked, like, whoa, what the fuck? Is that what you think of me? And then she goes to flirt. She starts flirting with him, poolside, at night, talking about, well, you look like the kind of guy that just fucking gets what he wants when he wants it, huh? That you just do what you, that's flirting. You're now throwing shit at him. And he still curved your ass. You get curved, he ignores all that bullshit. He giggles, sure, he's an older man. It's nice to be like, oh, she thinks I'm attractive, clearly. She didn't outright say it, but we get the cues. So he's being a gentleman. He's like, oh, that's cute. That's the energy I got. Not that, oh, he wants to fuck me. Like, he actively tried. Like, that's the story. You see how the story twists? I was so pissed. I said, how dare she? Because right after that, did you forget to tell your father how he confessed to you about why he's outside fucked up right now, high as hell, thinking about that lady he left? That was all of it. She didn't even mention that not one bit. She missed the whole important little moment they shared. Completely left that out and talked about how she wanted to fuck him. I was very pissed about that. I ain't gonna lie to you. That upset me. That was upsetting. Like, what? Ma'am. What I'm not upset about is, well, actually what I really enjoyed is Julia's, I love her. The best part about this movie was Julia Roberts' fucking evolution throughout the movie. She started rightfully skeptical. Fuck these people. I don't know them. Don't want them near my kids. Then as shit start escalating, shit start getting darker, fear start creeping in. Here, and then she starts creating a bond with Mahershala at the table. They're giggling. She's like, you know what? I usually don't fucking like people. This is fun. I'm not even mad at her trying to, they cozying up to some music. She's like, hey, you know what? Hey, look, we could have did this. This is some end of the world. I ain't had no dark meat. You the one, huh? He's reciprocating energy, but at the end, she stays strong. Like, nah, my husband's alive. Your wife somewhere. And they break apart and just like, oh, if this was another world, we would have did this. You know what I'm saying? But that, and then her thing with Ruth at the end, like toward the end, with the weird-ass deer, need to talk about that. But her motherly instincts, like her and Ruth has been butting heads, like oil and water, like they just been going at it because they are the same person. I thought that was dope. And you get that realization when they was locked in that little cabin when the deers was pressing their ass. And B, if you don't know what pressed is, that's pressed. A fucking shit ton of deer circling this cabin, staring you, non-blinking. I still don't know what the fuck was happening with that. But in there, that fear, and then they having that conversation, like, you know what? This is me. I hate people. People are not to be trusted. Fuck them. For real. Ain't no black and white. I hate people. And Ruth is just sitting there like, you know what? I feel you on that. I too hate people. But my fear is my mom's dead. And as a mom, she played that motherly role for a girl she's been beefing with the whole time. I thought that was beautiful. When it came out, and the deer, she was like, oh shit, they about to get Ruth. Who jumped into action like a goddamn superhero? Like Big Mama Bear. Julia popped out and did some weird screaming shit, and the deer's shoot off. I thought that was beautiful. Because it just showed, like, when the shit hits the fan, a mother go mother. Whether it's her child or somebody else's. It's just that internal instinct. And the same goes for the real-ass dads out there. I love that scene when Mahershala was like, look, if it was you that was fucked up, I would want these people to help me too. I'm finna go with Clay. We're finna go help his son whose teeth are fucking falling out. Yeah, this ain't my boy. Yeah, I could put myself in danger, but this is what people do, huh? When it's time to step up, we help each other. I felt that. On some man shit. On just some, hey, you a dad. If that was my kid, I'm fucking rolling with you. So he goes out there ready to have a shootout with Kevin Bacon. Ready to die about this little boy that ain't his. Because he's standing on business. On some dad shit. I loved it. I felt it. And that's what you would hope. That's like the good in people you hope exist there. Like those people exist. And I thought that was dope. Like, this is what should be happening. So that the evolution of that relationship showing that. And I'm not mad at Kevin Bacon. Nigga, I don't know if you looked outside. Shit is getting weird. Okay? There's loud sirens. It's unexplainable. It's a bunch of theories. We lost communication. Nah, this medicine might have to last me and my family for who knows how long. We all the way out here. Can't go to the city. And I was like, not mad at Kevin. He got a family guy to look after. Fuck that kid. I don't know him. We can bang it out right here. Everybody was not wrong. Those were one of those situations where, you know, several things can be true at the same time. I'm not mad at nobody's reaction. It was very real, that scene. So, yeah, I felt that. But, just more of my favorite scenes before I get to like what I thought this whole movie was about. I'm done with the hate. I had to get that off my chest. Those are things that was pissing me off. But I think my favorite scene of this movie was Julia and Mahershala at the table when he was talking about his friend. Like, I got this high power friend in a high place, can't tell you his name, but he did some real, and he just started alluding to how he got some inside information, and the most important thing he learned was that nobody's in control. There's no fucking cabal. All that shit's gone. It's like, this is what it looks like when nobody runs shit. He disappeared. He said, get yourself to some safety. Real cryptic shit. I kind of knew something terrible was going down. But the way he built that story up, the way he slow wrote it, the way they went from like kikiing and giggling and flirting to he was like, hey, don't go nowhere. I'm about to get real dark. When he grabbed a hand, like, it's about to get dark. Sit still. Get ready for this. I was like, oh, shit, I'm here. I'm into it. I thought that was beautiful. I thought the cinematography, I thought the dialogue, I thought the whole situation was great. The Teslas crashing into each other. It was little hints giving us, like, okay, something's really fucked up. The crashing planes, which I'm not going to lie to you. I want to call Cap. Now, I understand, like, planes use those navigational systems, right? And if you cut the communication, you cut the satellites, they don't know where they're going, right? Roll with me. They don't know where they're going. So when I was a little confused when Mahershala was on the beach and he just saw like planes that have crashed into the lake. Like that one plane that physically didn't hit nothing else, didn't run into nothing in the sky, just fucking crashed. My thing was, okay, isn't there like a Tully type pilot that's like, okay, we don't have any navigation. What we're going to do is start lowering our fucking altitude, hoping that we don't run into shit else. And I'm going to try to find a nice little clearing that I can circle around. I can see, and we're going to try to land this fucker. I don't, you know, if you're a pilot, I would imagine, like, yeah, it's scary. You don't know where the fuck you're going. I get it. But I would imagine you'd know how to land this motherfucker. Like, did the satellite affect the engine, the other electrical components in the plane that allows it to fly? It might. Hey, if you're a pilot watching this, educate me, because I was just like, I don't understand why these niggas, did they just say, fuck it, I don't know what I'm doing, let's just crash this motherfucker? Or was those their attempts? In my brain, I was thinking that planes would just be colliding midair. Just like, boom, I don't know where I'm going, I don't know where you're going. Boom. Too late. That's what I was thinking. So that fucked me up. But the Teslas was like a cue of, okay, this is not right. Tesla's driving themselves into each other. Okay, not an ad, clearly. Somebody had beef with young Elon. I was like, damn. And the weird sound. But I did like when they revealed it at the end, like, okay, this is when Kevin Bacon was talking, like, this is a part of an attack. Cut the communication. Don't tell nobody shit. And if you want to take out like a world power like us, like people, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you were trying to attack us, this how you do it. Confusion, cut off the communication, and let people tear their ass apart, and it's done. That's how you're going to topple us. And I said, yeah. What I got from that film was Americans are so at it with each other that if somebody wanted to take us down, they need not but allow us to turn on each other. Just take away the powers that say, hey, you're here, take away the police, make sure it's just every man, woman, child for themselves. America's going to fuck themselves over, no problem. There's no love. There's going to be murder, loot, God knows what's going to happen. Ain't no sense of unity, ain't no sense of, all right, people, let's fucking, I mean, just look on a small scale what Mahershala, Clay, Julia, Ruth, all them, like, they was going through it. You had racism, you had classism, you had all these different beefs, but they had time to work it out. What if they were in the city with this shit and it was all fast paced? So they know this is it, so we got to kind of work this out. Let's have conversations. Let's build. Look at what it takes for us to get to a place of let's look out for each other. Let's try that. I was like, damn, that was genius. That was a really good movie. And I felt like that was something to just tell you, like, yo, start looking after each other a little bit. Like, showing a little love to your neighbor. A little corny, but I felt like that was the moral of that movie. Like, that's what they were leading to. Like, yo, everybody ain't bad. And there's good fear. Julia had righteous fear of them people at the door. I'm telling you, I'm not, nigga, if I'm walking, if I'm in L.A., and I see a bunch of motherfuckers walking down the street wearing the same color, headed my way, I don't think they're, I'm gonna cross the street. It's not like I'm gonna be like, oh, they're probably just some gentlemen who decided to get coordinated, and or they're on their way to shoot a music video. No. These niggas clearly dangerous. They all had time to dress in similar colors and shit. I know where I'm at. I'm putting two and two together. I'm crossing this fucking street. I'm from Chicago. I don't know that. What? What? No. What? Let me. I don't got time for the fuck shit. So there is healthy fear. And it went through it. I get it. But I really enjoyed it. And I loved the ending that people hated. That little girl in that movie knew everything. In some weird way, I felt like she was internalizing, like, yep, this is it. Okay. I should be more afraid, but really her comfort was, I just need to watch this last episode of Friends. Like, that's all I need. And I'll be good. Because let's keep it real. She kept, if it was anybody that kept the best composure, it was that little girl. She's just kind of like, she was just peeping it. Things were coming in her way. She was absorbing it. She was a sponge. And it just felt like she knew. Like when she looked at that house, when she went out there exploring in the woods with her brother, it was like some kid instinct. She was the first one to run to the deer and be like, yo, these deer is acting up. It's a little weird outside. Everybody, ain't nobody got time to listen to her. Okay, fuck it. But the deer should be looked out for. Then they go out exploring. She's like, that house over there. We need to get to that house. Once again, ignored by the brother. Like, no, come on. She was pointing out the dangers early. She was pointing out the safe place early. She was like tapped in. I don't know what that was, but she was tapped in. And she knew. She explained, like, look, my anxiety is fucked up, Mom. We need to find him. This whole time that friends was, she was trying to lead them to the safe place. If they would have just goddamn concentrated on helping that girl watch her last episode of Friends, they would have been in that bunker safely, medicine. That was a nice-ass bunker that she found. Well-stocked food, electricity. It was a go. But they all wanted to ignore that little girl. That's why I thought the ending was so good. What was more satisfying than this girl finally getting to watch that last episode of Friends? And as a man has seen every episode, okay? Well, I don't know. You know, rest in peace, Chandler. But, I thought that was the perfect ending. Like, how did y'all want it to end is what I ask people. When I talk to people about the ending of this movie, I say, what did you want? Did you want them to, I don't know, have a battle royale with the deer? Did you want them to go to the city? And, like, when does a pre-apocalyptic end? They don't know what the fuck is going on. The goal is, the whole movie was, what the fuck is happening? And then you got your answer in a roundabout way. So you already got your answer. How did you want this shit to stop? It had to. So what better way than her finding, they're obviously going to find her. Julia was on her way to that house when the deer didn't even really attack. Them deers fucked me up. But they're going to find her, like, and roll credits. I thought it was beautiful. It was set up in the beginning of the movie. And the beginning of the movie ended the exact same way it started. Shorty watching Friends. Fucking full circle. I really don't know what y'all wanted. I thought it was very suspenseful. I thought it was great. The acting was great. The tenseness was great. Like, I was like, what's happening? They hit it out the park for me. It's just my thoughts on it. I was very involved. And I was like, holy shit, there's something to be learned here. Next thing I'm doing, when this channel blows the fuck up, huh? Because you good people out there is going to share it, like it, subscribe it, and buy that goddamn merch. Because of you people, we're going to be large. And guess what I'm going to do with all the money y'all helped me to get? I'm making a fucking bunker just in case. Yeah, I'm going to be crazy apocalyptic man. And we're going to shoot videos from my bunker. That's how we're going to do it. That's how we're going to do it. I'm going to make sure I have all seasons of Friends purchased. You never know. But, yeah, if you was looking for, like, Easter eggs and some deeper meaning to this, you came to the wrong channel. Sorry. We just shooting the shit on this one. Like, I don't know what that sound was about. They kind of explained it. Everything was pretty much explained except the deer. Because for me, it felt like, okay, at first you was watching, and you was like, maybe this is like a plague. Is this like God type shit? And you go, nope. You hear the explanation. You see the Teslas. The horns, you was like, is that the apocalyptic horns? Oh no, that's an attack. That's some radioactive shit. Look at his teeth falling out. And you're like, okay, these are all explained. Everything is explained except the deer. Were they helping? Were they like, hey, look, it's a lot of us. You might want to roll with us. And if that was the case, why the deer give a fuck? Or did they want to jump them, like blame us for it? What symbolized the deer? Somebody help me. Did you go on somebody else's channel? Did they explain the deer? If so, get in the comments and help me out. Because to this day, them deer got me just puzzled. I was like, it's got to be some type of mysticism. Some type of supernatural when it came to the deer. Everything else could have been explained man-made. Man-made attack. But the deer. It's the deer. It's the fucking deer. But man, hey, look. With that, protect your health, yourself, your wealth, man. Your boy Rail is out of here. Peace.